Sasha and Thomas went to Abbott Northwest Hospital to visit Peggy Forrester. She smiled as she sat up, saying, "Hi guys, how's Brianna doing? She just got married. We would like to ask you a few questions." "Sure, fire away. But before you do, could you get me a lemon lime pop?" A short time later, Peggy took a sip of her pop and said, "Fire away." Sasha sat next to her on the bed and asked, "First things first, how are you doing?" "My jaw still hurts. Otherwise, I feel great. And as soon as I get out of here, I'm going to take my cell phone and walk around there despite what happened." "Good for you. Do you know Professor Tillman?" "Sure do. I taught him how to sing the high notes when he thought I was an easy target for what he thought was fun." "Before you were attacked, did you hear footsteps or smell any kind of aftershave?" "No footsteps, but I did smell Old Spice aftershave just before the bag was hauled over my head." Bob walked into the bedroom with Shirley and said, "Hi, sis. I'm sorry that I wasn't here sooner." "That's okay. Now tell me who your lady friend." "Oh, sis, this is Shirley. We just met, and it's like I've known her all my life." Shirley put her arm around Bob, smiled, and said, "It's hard to believe we have so much in common, that he is everything I want in a man." Sasha asked, "Shirley, come with me and help me carry the coffee back to the room." At the vending machine, "Shirley, Peggy is Bob's sister, and you don't have to check up on him anymore." "Good. Now I don't have to lie to him." "You really love him, don't you?" "That's putting it mildly. Before we go back to the room, do you have anything to report about Bob?" "He's intelligent, funny, and a very good kisser." "I mean about Bob being the Minneapolis stalker." "Not a chance." In the room, Callie called Sasha on her cell phone, but received no answer. Sasha accessed Find Friend on her smartphone, then said, "Babe, we have to go. Mouthy is at Cedar Lake Beach and isn't answering her phone." Thomas parked his pickup at the end of 21st Street, then followed the Cedar Lake Trail to the beach, but no Callie. Thomas called Ray and said, "Callie is missing, and I need you at Cedar Lake pronto." 10 minutes later, Ray and Brianna approached Thomas and said, "Brianna and I will search behind the canoes." Brianna walked between a white and a yellow overturned canoe and heard faint breathing. As she bent down to lift the boat, Ray shouted, "Brianna, look out!" She fell to the sand as Ray fired 3 shots at a German shepherd that was about to attack her. Thomas lifted the canoe and found Callie full of blood. Sasha rushed to her side, cradled her in her arms, and said, "What happened?" Callie whispered, "I was shadowing Bob and Shirley to the beach when a dog came out of the woods barking and growling at me. I backed away and fell down in an embankment into the water with the dog after me. I threw some rocks at it, then hid under the canoes, praying that it would leave me alone." Thomas inquired, "The dog never scratched you?" "Nope. He came close, though." "That dog may have rabies." "Why didn't you answer your phone?" "I must have lost it when I tumbled down the bank." Brianna stated, "I'll ring your phone. Maybe you'll hear it." A short man dressed in dark brown slacks and a white shirt took off his knapsack, took out a first aid kit, and began to doctor Mrs. Swanson's wounds, saying, "She'll bleed to death before the paramedics get here." Brianna saw something in the man's backpack and went to take a close look, but he closed it. She then took a picture of him on the sly. The paramedic arrived, took care of Callie's wounds, then put her on the gurney. She glanced at Thomas and stated, "I wouldn't turn my back on Bob because there is something about him that I don't trust." "Out with it, Mouthy," stated Sasha. "I had concealed myself pretty good and had settled down to watch the mating habits of Bob and Shirley. They kissed for a while. Shirley then lay on her back and went to sleep. That's when Bob got weird. He lifted her dress and groped her. When Shirley questioned him about it, I mean, he lied and said that he didn't. What else is he lying about? Are you sure Shirley was asleep? She could have been pretending just to see what he would do. The guy's a sneak and a liar, and I don't trust him one bit, stated Callie. Give me time and I will prove to you that Bob is the killer we are looking for. Did he have a burlap sack with him? No, but I'm sure he had it stashed somewhere, stated Callie. Sasha stated, Callie, you have a unique form of deduction that's all your own. Callie smiled and said, why, thank you. After Callie was taken to the emergency room, Brianna handed Thomas Callie's smartphone and reported, I found it at the bottom of the embankment. However, the man that was tending to Callie before the paramedics came, he had burlap in his knapsack, but there is more. When Callie took a tumble, she accidentally took a picture, and guess who was behind the dogs watching her fall? Our helpful friend, stated Thomas. You guessed it.